Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Always like that big intro. Big voice coming across. We like that. Lots of things going on to the show today. Ava and I are going to be hanging tight today, right?
Yeah, thankfully we'll have some help.
Yeah, exactly. Ron Scherer coming on the show today. Good friend, and I think you're going to want to stick around and listen to that. We're going to talk a little bit about MN Fish or Min Fish, some of the things that they're doing. They got a big auction coming up. Talk a little bit about that. Talking about hunters that have an undeniable branding problem, and I was very surprised when I read the article. Pretty cool stuff and good insight. So that and more when we return.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Hey, Ava, how are you doing today?
I am so good. It's Thanksgiving weekend.
It is. It's right here. How was your Thanksgiving?
Wonderful.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. You know what I've realized is when I'm doing Thanksgiving, I know what I need to take small portions of everything and find out what's really good and then go back after it.
Yeah, your second plate's a little more
strategic. It's focused. Mm-hmm. It's a focused, secondary focused plate.
I hear
you. There's a strategy behind it. And I finally, all the years of Thanksgiving, I have finally determined best methodology. I should write an article about that.
So for one of my radio shows, I started a debate over what is the best and worst Thanksgiving side dish, because people are very passionate about their Thanksgiving sides, right? And one gentleman, he actually made a very
astute?
A very smart comment. He was like, you know, it depends, because it, like, some people struggle on certain things. Like, your favorite could be stuffing, but somebody makes it wrong. Do you know what I mean? So
that's the worst Thanksgiving side.
It's when it was your favorite.
It's PD. It's preparer dependent. It's a PD meal.
Some people really do struggle though.
Oh, like, well, yeah.
Some of these things.
Okay, so stuffing, dry stuffing or moist stuffing?
I like more moist.
Same here.
Stuffing, yeah.
Absolutely. That was my chore this year, was to make stuffing for.
Oh, I always do the green bean casserole. That's easy. Let's just add cans and heat it up. You know what I mean?
What do you not forget?
The fried onions on top.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Hopefully everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
As well.
And it's a great weekend. It's going to be a good time. So nothing. I'm actually going skiing on Sunday, believe it or not. It's happening.
It does not surprise me.
Yeah.
With the cooler temperatures.
And yeah. Oh, yeah. Blowing snow all over the place. It's part of one of those things. So, story that I was looking for to get a kind of the lay of the land. I looked for Wisconsin reports for deer hunting to see what the report was. I haven't found any. Last weekend, I was up in the Webster area for the weekend doing some leaf cleaning up. You know, burning some leaves and whatever else, did not hear many shots, which really surprised me. And then Sunday I heard more than I did Saturday, but I'm not talking a lot And it's a definitely an area where there is hunting. So very, very surprising that I'll be interested to see how the numbers turn out for the deer harvest in Wisconsin for this season and take a look at that. So far, the deer kill in Minnesota is up from 2023. Firearms deer hunting has drawn to a close for the most part across much of Minnesota. And firearm deer hunters have killed around 111,000 deer, 5% increase from last year, which is pretty big increase.
Good
news,
say, yeah.
Yeah, good news compared to last year. So it's up everywhere. He said expects that when all the deer hunting seasons are over, the total harvest will see about 5% over last year's take of roughly 160,000 deer. That's a big number.
That is. I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, the northeastern portion of the state saw the largest increase. They increased by 10%, 20,000 deer. And northeast region's harvest rate will still be below the five-year mean average by 11%. Northwest is below the mean by 7%. Southwest is below the mean by 2%. Central staying flat as far as the overall. One of the things I thought was kind of a caveat to this, CWD, or chronic wasting disease zones in southeastern Minnesota, they had ample opportunity to take their pick and not feel the pressure to shoot the first deer they saw. And so they had some results there. CWD around the state, no new cases of non-CWD zones. That's good.
That
so we
good.
Don't have any expansion of that.
Right.
So far, we haven't had any of that. And 4% of the CWD testing kits were mailed via UPS, were not delivered to the DNR due to expired labels. So harvest are all season so far, hunting season, statewide harvest around 140,000, 7% decrease from last year as far as the all seasons go, not just firearm. And one of the things that I think I was a little surprised at, despite the bump in harvest this year, the participation remains lower than pre-2023 when it surpassed 400,000 people getting firearms licenses, relatively flat at 395,000. I think overall it's kind of it's a good sign. I think the CWD thing is a good sign. One of the things I think we're going to talk about when we get Ron on from Men Fish is impressions and what does the media have in and regulations/rules/limits. What does it do to the overall feeling of people if they want to go hunting or they want to go fishing? Is it impactful to say, oh, the limits are cut to 4, I don't really want to go, it's not worth it? Or does it give the impression, hey, there's not many fish? So something to think about. The same thing holds true with the deer in Wisconsin. They've been trying to work with that too with CWD. So we'll take a look at that and talk about it with Ron. Speaking of which, hang tight, everybody. We're going to be coming back. We'll be talking with Ron Scher about Men Fish and a lot of other stuff. Stay tuned. Be right back.